And welcome to another episode of the CIO Today podcast. I am your host, Danny, and today we have a remarkable guest joining us, Edita Nizevska. She is an expert in the field of derivatives documentation, a legal and business consultant, and also the founder of Fit Legal Solutions. So let's get started.
Hi, Edita. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. I'm well. How are you?
I'm great as well. Thank you for asking. And thank you so much for being a part of this episode.
Thank you so much. And again, just expressing my gratitude to be able to be here today with you. And it is my first podcast. So I'm very grateful for you guys for your recognition and coming with me to this conversation. So yes, let's jump right in. What would you like to know?
Well, Edita, to begin with, can you please brief us about the offset of your career?
Yes. How much time have we got? I think, it all started when I grew up in communist Poland in the 80s. So for me, the journey was really from seeing my family, my parents especially, working very hard every day to make sure that me and my sister, get the lives that we have today. So that kind of shapes your character, that experience, and really gives you that drive. And I always wanted to experience something different than Poland that I knew when I was growing up. Very, very, very happy always to return to Poland, and my heart is always there, but I always felt like the world is bigger, and I always wanted to experience more. And with that in mind, I was awarded a scholarship at university and started my degree in England. That's where the adventure started for me, and that was the first interaction with law, business, and everything that excites me today. All of that took me to then my professional career with banking and finance, and at the end of which I decided that actually what I was really searching for was my own company. So here we are today. So Fit Legal Solutions was my brainchild, as they say, and still,
of course,
the need to express myself in this industry.
Lovely. So was there anything in particular that motivated you to establish Fit Solutions and, to provide specialist legal consultancy services?
Yeah, I think, when you work in the industry, and banking and finance is a very dynamic and very, very active industry. There is so many beautiful people, so many talented people, and it's not easy to stand out, and it's also not easy to advance in your career, especially when you're a woman. I think what really I found for myself was the biggest driver was the ability to help people to navigate through so many different challenges in this industry. And I always found that whatever it is that I was doing, whether at Credit Suisse or at Man Group, there was the same problems would keep appearing over and over again. And people were really wanting to find solutions to documentation issues that we, we could, at Fit Legal, we simply kind of rolled out as a service. But I think that was the driver, just seeing common issues appearing across asset management, banking and finance industry, and thinking, okay, there is a solution that we can offer that people could benefit from, and giving them the opportunity also to do it quicker at a potentially, more efficient and lower cost, but also with a little bit of more fun and joy, because at the end of the day, it tends to be a very stressful rat race environment, and people label it as such, but we try and keep it a little bit more
Airy.
I don't want
fun.
To say relaxed. Yes, exactly but it is, at the end of the day, very important to make sure that we remember that there's always people behind every conversation and business and interaction. And we don't have to treat everything with the seriousness that this industry also always calls for.
Exactly. I mean, if I picture legal and finance, it is all black and white for me. I cannot paint colors in there. So
this is so nicely put. It's a very nice analogy. Exactly. So I think this is where we come in, you know, with Fit Legal trying to introduce a little bit more color, but also not to human interactions and people, because we're a business-oriented people, but also to our, you know, entrepreneurship and ability to give advice that is not black and white always. You know, things are not always as clear as they appear, but also finding that what I call very commercial place in legal space, which often people find difficult to position themselves in that place, because it requires a lot of industry knowledge, you know, to be able to navigate and understand where your client may wish to go. You need to understand what the industry is expecting of you, and what sort of options it's going to give you. So this is where we kind of paint, you know, this is where we play with colors. This is where we try and be a little bit more. This is our edge. This is our sweet spot.
That's your forte. Certain
agreements. Yeah, exactly. So we do add a little bit of that color, and we have, you know, I've got over a decade of experience in the industry now, but we have people that work within Fit Legal that have fantastic experience in different areas. And when, you know, you put those brains together, it is quite a mix, you know, that gives usually very, very good results for clients.
I bet that it does. So having said that, what are the key areas of expertise that your consultancy focuses on within the derivatives field?
Yes. So we focus on trading documentation for various asset classes and products. We predominantly support what we call the buy side. We do consult for the sell side. These are the banks and larger institutions, but our kind of mainstream advice is really within the buy side, which means we work with asset managers, asset allocators, we work with corporates as well. And the predominant stream of advice is really around making trading documentation more digestible and negotiating quicker, getting our clients to a place where they can execute and sign the agreements and start trading, which means they can start making business with the banks a little bit quicker, because everyone is really keen always to do that. And we specialize in ISDA master agreements, prime brokerage agreements. We look at custody arrangements. We also look at very bespoke and complex trading documentations that are very specific to certain deals that you may make, you know, on the market, on the derivatives market. But also, you know, the company, we've recently expanded and have now the option to retain us for Know Your Client services, which means dealing with number of different forms, number of different onboarding queries. So there is that admin heavy part of the banking and finance industry that people often look to outsource or need some help with. So we now provide that service as well, which is very exciting.
That's amazing. More power to you.
Yes.
And how do you approach building long-term relationships with your clients, and what value do you strive to deliver to them? Is there anything in particular you would like to share?
That's a very good question. I think I already kind of mentioned that a little bit, but people are truly at core of our business. And we do, you know, that's one of the main differences when you think about legal consultancy, law firm, or any other entity that provides professional services. We look at people first, and behind every email, you know, any interaction, the relationship is critical. I think I would not be able to build the business that I have today together, you know, with my consultants, if it wasn't for the network and the people that I've worked with for the past 15, 16 years. So this is definitely something that we think about quite seriously at Fit. And what is important is to kind of really spend time and effort that goes beyond, you know, charging for whatever legal advice you may wish to get from us, but really spending genuine effort on getting to know the people that you work with, getting to know their organizations, institutions, and really procure and gain what we call that institutional knowledge. And when we have that, then the relationship really gains value, because we understand how they're wired, you know, how things are connected, and what is important in terms of legal agreements for one client may not be important for the other client, because they simply have a different structure, or they, you know, they don't They don't have the same priorities. They have different business rationales, etc. So I think, mm-hmm. It's a very good question. We definitely add value there, in my view, by creating those long-lasting relationships. And that means really becoming extension of your internal legal team. So the way my team works is that really embed in that environment. We go and meet people. We try and find out, do our discovery, about the people mm-hmm. and find out as much as we can. So that we can be their, internal, external counsel that can mm-hmm. just answer any question.
That is amazing. So you focus on what the organization is looking for from you.
Exactly. So that's we flip great. That. You're absolutely right. It's really that. What do they want? What sort of problems there are and how can mm-hmm. we navigate through them? And getting to know the people who are the key decision makers sometimes is critical to the process, because then how to get the answers and how quickly you can procure them.
Of course, that is amazing. So, in this entire process, you must have come across so many obstacles. And can you share about some of them and how you overcame them?
Sure. I think there's just so many different challenges in this industry, and I'm just super proud and happy to be able to, be the voice of some of those, because this is mm-hmm. a very secretive industry and not a lot of people.
Course.
Absolutely. And not a lot of people share, their journeys so openly. Mm-hmm. And it's about, really thinking how the work that we do, mm-hmm. which is what 70-80% of the weekly time we spend working with people, interacting, has mm-hmm. such a huge impact on our lives. And I think it is pivotal and very important to make sure that time is good, right? Is rewarding. Right. It's impacting you mm-hmm. in a positive way. So this mm-hmm. industry, again, that so many times has been labeled as, proper rat race and, lots of issues. People are really chasing the money, the whole Wall Street career type of, chase
exactly.
that everyone is having.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It is really, I think it is, I would be lying to say if it's not like that. Of course, there is a huge element of banking and finance asset management industry that is a lot driven by, career focused individuals. And that is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I think we need people who really want to climb that ladder. And when it comes to challenges, that's probably one of them. Mm-hmm. Women particularly don't feel mm-hmm. like they are deserving. And, there's been a lot of times in my career when I would step into boardrooms and be the only woman in the room or have situations where competencies of me or my team would be questioned mm-hmm. because of certain stereotypes. But I think at every step, you see that in every industry probably, but I think the most important one probably is your own mindset. And I would really, this is where, we work with younger lawyers and we mentor people through our Derivatives Lab platform, which is our educational platform. But this is a lot of conversations mm-hmm. are really about that mindset. You are usually mm-hmm. your own worst enemy. And, it's good to be able to see the things as they are and not worse. And mm-hmm. also right. break through that ceiling of thoughts that are just thoughts in your head, right? It's not always right. what it is and what it appears to be. And it really is all about having that right mindset. So I think that's the biggest challenge that I had, really overcoming my own fears, overcoming my own mm-hmm. doubts, and really believing mm-hmm. that I've got something to offer in this industry.
And that you deserve it.
Absolutely. And that I deserve it. And that, mm-hmm. And also understanding that authenticity is your biggest superpower, right? And it really is. And being you, there's no one else who can do this, the way I do it. And there's hundreds of different negotiations of trading agreements. And it is the same, really, like vegan cookbooks. You probably have around 1 million now on the market. And they all mm-hmm. sell. It is because every single one of them would have audience that it's appealing to. And same with our business. It is appealing to people who attract the same kind of energy, who want those solutions in a slightly different way, who are thinking outside of the box, who want quicker time to market, and who want that advice from people who've been in the industry for combined probably over 100 years. So it is really fascinating for me when we talk about challenges, because at the end of the day, there are so many issues in the industry, but it is your mindset that is the key to resolving majority of them, and the shift in culture. But that takes years. You know, cultural changes takes years, and they need you need the right people at the top of, you know, of the institutions to be able to drive these changes, so that we don't face similar challenges in the future.
That is right. And Edita, like you said, you know, the proper mindset, and I think even perseverance is required, because, you know, a lion is the king of the jungle because of his mindset. There are like, you know, animals huger in size, but lion is the king. So, and of course, like you mentioned, you know, you have been in conference rooms where you were the only woman. Well, you must be inspirational. And
thank you.
Truly. Yes, you know, like, that's amazing. So I hope you keep inspiring many women to be at the top of the ladder, because like you said, you have self-doubts, you know, being where you are, of course, but then fighting your own mindset, fighting those doubts, that's what makes you who you are. So that's really
inspiring.
I couldn't
agree more. Thank you. I think that you're absolutely spot on. That is it. Thank you.
Of course. Also, can you tell me, where do you see yourself in the next few years?
Oh, I think you really just hit something like a very important part of my journey, not only as a woman entrepreneur, you know, human being, but also business person that has some form of influence in the industry. I think being a mentor or a guide for other people to empower, especially women, to, you know, to have successful careers in this industry. It is possible.
And legal.
Exactly. Yes. Finance, banking, asset management, that's my niche. I mean, that's been my life for, you know, years. Yeah, almost 17, actually, it's going to be this year. It is possible. And I often hear from young people who are joining the business in this industry that they need to give up something, you know, oh, so that's not going to happen. And I need to compromise on my own identity, or I need to become someone else, or I need to, you know, work with X, Y, and Z. And that doesn't really align with my values for whatever reason. I think there is always a better, you know, solution than compromising on your own personality, identity, authenticity. And to me, when I see myself in a few years' time, obviously, I would love Fit Legal to grow into a global empire. We attract a lot of consultants from around the world. That's beautiful. And I want the platform to continue thriving, and us to continue working with top FTSE 100 companies like we do today. But I think my focus is now shifting slowly with that in mind into kind of giving back that knowledge. And we created a platform, educational platform called Derivatives Lab, which our tribe refers to as D-Lab. And on that platform, we share, you know, latest tips about the industry. We share our know-how. There's going to be some courses that you can attend. And through that platform, I think, you know, is where I see myself in the next few years really impacting people to have a slightly different and hopefully better understanding of how the industry works, how they can have successful careers, teach them, you know, what I do and how I've done it. But also, you know, everyone's got their own methodology and their own way of doing it, but also, you know, share my mistakes. And I had my fair, you know, share of them, share my journey to inspire others to really go and reach for the stars in this industry. It's all very possible. And you don't have to compromise on who you are to get to that beautiful place of success, because success also is a mindset. It's all about, you know, getting it right in your head.
That is great. Well, you know, that also gets me to my next question. Like you mentioned that, you know, you want to give back to the society, you want to mentor and teach people, you know, yes, about this field. So how do you stay updated with the latest developments and regulatory changes within the derivative industry?
That's a very good question. I think there is quite a few ways, you know, for us to do that. And obviously we're legal professionals, so we have that reason, but you know, we're lawyers, so we practice law, and we're practicing every day, so we're very much close to what our clients are experiencing on a daily basis. I am quite active on various work groups and industry work groups and industry networks, so that's how we kind of always know what's happening, what's going on. But I think you best learn by, you know, doing. So I work with my clients to resolve issues daily. But the best way to really master and nail down onto your knowledge is to teach it to other people. So to me, that's been really very, very helpful. And by that, I mean creating content for my derivatives lab audience. Making sure that I, you know, we're scripting courses. That means I need to research, I need to dive deep, I need to, you know, contact the regulators, I need to be able to, you know, have a deeper understanding of the issues than just, you know, being able to go ad hoc on a call and explain something. So, you know, that's been very, very, for me, rewarding in many ways, because not only I deepen my knowledge and I learn with my clients every day, but also I'll get to, you know, pass it on to other people. But also, obviously, you know, I am a huge fan of all sorts of courses, and you know, I do love people who are very entrepreneurial as well. And when it comes to developments in our industry, I do look up to like Harvard Online Business School. I'm actually starting a negotiation mastery course this year, so I've been admitted to start with them, which is fantastic. I'm very much looking forward to it. So I'm going to be able to share some of my experiences as well on how to negotiate, because what we do day in and out is negotiate with clients, clients' counterparties, and with other banks. So negotiation is a big part of my job. So to be able to do it with professors at Harvard's been a dream of mine. Wow. So I'm just really excited to start. And I think overall, you know, it's this industry's got a way of making sure that you stay on your toes, because there is always updates, there is always something happening on the regulatory side, and the banks are always very keen to inform their clients. So we kind of go on that journey together and learn through networking, discussions, active participation in groups, and really just negotiating documents every day.
That is amazing. Well, I must say, you know, you are reaching for the stars, and I hope someday you become one for others.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you very much.
of course, Edita. You know, like you mentioned, it's all, I would say if, because I'm not from finance or from the legal, but if I had to do all this, it would get me to the point where I would want to pull some of my hair off, you know.
Yes, I can definitely understand.
Yes, because it sounds quite some handful. Like, oh my God, it's too much. Or someone like me.
I know it
but,
can be.
You know, you're doing it. Also, can you tell me what kind of advice would you give for others who want to set off in the similar direction like yours?
A great question. So I think, you know, you need to be very clear about what is that you want to achieve. But also think about what kind of business venture or business work or type of work really fits your personality. I think that's very important. And also your desired lifestyle. I think people often get molded into, this is the way I should do it now, you know, so I've done my university, now I should go and get a job and I should do this, you know, because the society gives us those.
The society norms, yeah.
Exactly. And you being shoved into, you know, a process, and you almost kind of lose control of it. And then 10 years later, you're like, how did I end up here? Like, I didn't really want to become an accountant. I just had a passion for numbers. Right. Mm-hmm. So maybe, you know, I should be an astronaut or a physician or whatever. But I think this is very important. Just really stay true to yourself and periodically check in with yourself. You know, is this the right place for me? Am I happy here? Is this fulfilling my potential? You know, am I surrounded by people who appreciate my talent? Because we all very unique individuals and people are quick to forget, especially in this industry, that what really, really matters at the end of the day is your relationship with yourself and how good you feel about, you know, if you've got that nailed down, everything else is going to fall into place. You know, the right clients, the right people, the right relationships. And I think the other thing to remember is that communication, networking, building those relationships at an early stage, I think was one of the key elements to our success as a company, but also for me as an entrepreneur and business owner, because those relationships flourished and I nourished them over the years, because I just simply enjoy and love people that I work with. And it's very genuine, and I've always felt like that. And we're very, you know, grateful to be able to work with people today that feel the same, you know, energy and that really want to, you know, engage with us. But I also appreciate that it's not, you know, it's not for everyone. We're not the best. That's why you've got other, you know, other law firms or consultancies. It's not, you know, you need to make sure that whatever you get involved with is your type of thing. And it will change. It changed for me. And, you know, be prepared for that bumpy road of like, okay, I kind of like this 2 years ago. I no longer accept it. It's absolutely fine. It's called growth. It's, you know, it's how we develop as people. And if you told me, you know, we would be here today a year ago, I'd be like, really? Someone's going to interview me? I'm not sure, you know? And it's not that I've got disbelief that I'm capable. I think that it's not about that. It's just my path at the time, I was focusing on something different. So I think being really open-minded as well. And this industry has got so much to offer. You can be in the onboarding team and credit team. You can be in legal. You can do HR. You can do marketing. There's so many different professions that I met, you know, within banking and finance and asset management. And they all have their own unique, you know, purpose. I think, you know, taking advantage of all the resources is also very important. Everyone and anyone can Google today, but I think, you know, just I invite obviously all derivatives enthusiasts to look up our platform at Derivatives Lab. But whatever it is that is within your scope of interest, just find a place that will give you a little bit of information that is trusted information from people who've been doing it for a number of years, and that can get you excited about what you want to do in life. So I think that's it. And always be yourself, you know. That's the most difficult part. I think that's the tricky one, because people, you know, want to be accepted, they want to be liked, and that sometimes means that we need to compromise on some of our values. And kindness goes a long way. That's always been my my experience, and I think one of the biggest hurdles would probably be that, you know, if I was talking to or sharing with someone or me 10 years ago, was don't forget perfection. It's just unrealistic goal setting. You know, go for progress. Perfection is, you know, the enemy of execution. You're never going to get things done if you want them to be done perfect. And there's always going to be someone who's not going to like it, even if you think it's perfect in your books. So I think that was a tough lesson to learn for me. And I had to park perfectionism a long time ago, but I still have to hold myself, you know, accountable for.
Of course.
I'm not going to redo it for the fifth time because I want it to be perfect. I'm just going to let it go, because progress is so much better than perfection. And progress is where you thrive, where you get your happiness. When you see things progressing in the right direction, that's where you get, you know, ignited from inside out. So, that's a lot of tips. I didn't think that's going to all come out, but thank you for asking.
Of course, Ajita. I think you pretty much covered, you know, this was like not just for finance and legal, it was for almost all the industries, you know, like you said it. Yes, you said it. Like people are so, there's a lot of peer pressure going on. They want to be relevant. Yeah. They want to fit in the society. And in the meanwhile, in the process, like you said, they lose themselves. And 10 years later, they wonder, how did I even land up here?
Exactly.
So, exactly. Yeah, it starts with that one ripple which started there where you thought, no, I have to do this in order to be accepted. And the fold of problems begins from there. So I think, yeah, this is not just for the legal and, you know, for finance. This is for everyone. People need to preserve who they are. Keep evolving, of course, keep improving, but don't compromise on who you are just to get to where someone is. So absolutely. That was really nicely put.
Thank you so much. And so nicely summarized by you as well. So,
yes, well, you know, you just painted it all for me because I see this happen like even in the field I am. I see people, they are not themselves and they're not even willing to be themselves. They don't want to bring their uniqueness to the table. They're like, no, she's more relevant. He's more relevant. I'm going to follow him. You learn from them, of course, and then you implement it in your own way. But you can't really be someone, of course. Then you be miserable being yourself and not being, you know, not being to be able to copy them or being them because you're not meant to be them.
So absolutely. And there is only one you, right? So of course. That's so important to remember.
Of course, that is right. Also, in case if we have missed anything or something, please feel free to share any personal or professional miscellaneous information.
I think I covered a lot. I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to think in my head if there is anything else that I would like to mention. I mean, probably this part's going to be edited, but asking you if there is anything else that you think I've not mentioned. I've mentioned our educational platform. I've mentioned Fit Legal. Mm-hmm. And we talked about the mindset, which is really good. I don't know. Is there something that we need to re-record or something you think, you know, needs repeating or rephrasing, because that's is our opportunity.
Yes, I think it was perfect. I mean, you also highlighted the niche, and I think which people may even, you know, be hesitant to say how the industry is like, you know, a bit male dominant and how it took you a lot of courage to, you know, be yourself, be at the table, you know, dominate people in front of you. I don't know how it works, but you know, you even covered that in a very subtle way. So I think you nailed it.
Oh, you're so kind. Likewise.
<Of course>.
For my first podcast interview, that was so rewarding and so much fun. Thank you so much for making it. About me and about yourself and about all the listeners, really, most importantly, because hopefully someone's going to find a little gem in what we're discussing today and think, oh,
Editor,
actually.
Of course, you're going to inspire many, let me tell you that. And I must say, I hope you inspire many of the women audience that we have, you know, because just all the problems that you mentioned were so spot on. And you being from the industry, you know, you live it every single day of your life. So I am pretty sure people will, you know, obviously be inspired by you.
Thank you so much for your kind words. I think this is absolutely spot on because, you know, from my perspective, not only being a businesswoman, but entrepreneur, you know, mother, and I've got a young baby at home. So for me, juggling all these roles and being able to deliver as well, not only excellence to my clients, because I you know, we ditch perfection, but I love the word excellence. You know, we do the best we can every day. It is, you know, it is a continuous effort, and I think it's very I don't think it's entirely and necessarily fair to say that it doesn't, you know, it comes so easily. I think that's not the right approach. I think
it doesn't.
Exactly. It doesn't. I think the approach is that you work on things, and but I'm not a huge fan either, sorry, of like grinding and I need to work 24 hours a day, and it doesn't apply to our businesses at all. And I think it's a very big misconception on social media for young people mm-hmm. that you need to be up at 4 a.m. and you need to, you know, work 20-hour long days. It's a perfect recipe for exhaustion and burnout.
Right.
And there is so many better ways that you can utilize, you know, and one of them is really working on your mindset and really working how, you know, I can navigate through my beliefs and how I can work with myself to achieve what I need to do or what gives me that happiness and chasing mm-hmm. that dream, you know, and under thinking, oh, you know, I'm gonna be 4 a.m. starter and be at work before everyone gets there and don't leave until my boss is still there.
It sounds exhausting.
Big problem. Yeah, it's a big problem. It's a big trap. And it's then very difficult to get out of there. Closing, yeah, I think it's just very important to always bear in mind that women do have so many different roles every day. And
that is true.
And it's possible, you know, with sisters, with friends. And it's mm-hmm. possible still to have successful businesses and to run, you know, successful households, because it's almost like running a company as well. mm-hmm. To accomplish it all is just, you know, how you approach it and really having that comfort that it's there, you know, within your reach.
Right. Like you said, if you have the right mindset, you can do it.
Absolutely.
Of course. Lovely. So, Editha, we have come to an end of this episode. So I really appreciate you taking the time to join us today and enlighten our audience with, you know, every knowledge that you've shared and every bit of your experience. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun. I really enjoyed every minute. And I appreciate the audience and them listening to our chat. Hopefully someone will find something very useful and inspiring in today's conversation.
I hope they will. And I honestly bet that they will.
Excellent.
Lovely.
And that concludes yet another episode of the CIO Today podcast with our truly inspiring Editha Nizhevska. We hope you found this conversation as enlightening and as valuable in your own entrepreneurial pursuits as we did. We thank Editha for being a part of this episode. Her passion for derivatives, her commitment to excellence, and her entrepreneurial spirit are truly amazing. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow us on social media to get regular updates. Have a lovely day.